This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, the name Panokeratasis has been part of history for many, many years in this city and part of culinary royalty. And I have Panokeratasis in the studio to debut the family's first cookbook. And I'm surprised at that, Chef Pano, to be honest with you.
I am too. With all that Dad's done, I always wanted him to get into this and make a book. And we're happy that this one is finally here.
Well, you are part of the legendary Buckhead Life Group. You are the executive chef of all the Buckhead Life restaurants, and you have Kima. And tell me about your restaurant, first of all, and your vision for the restaurant and how that's evolved.
Yeah, so Kima started out as a very serious seafood Greek restaurant where, you know, we're flying in fish from all over Greece and grilling them and serving them and cooking them whole. And while we still do that today, the appetizers and the other entrees and have evolved. And so Kima really is this well-rounded restaurant. People are coming there for the appetizers in the lounge.
Yeah.
And sometimes not getting entrees. And then sometimes they're in the dining room doing the whole full deal.
Now, I was just talking to you, and you have live music in the lounge on Thursday nights. That's awesome.
Yes, we always have live music in the lounge on Thursdays. And the new lounge menu, it's an under 10 menu, which means all the mezze, and there's about 22, 24 of them, they're all under $10. So 7, 8, 9, and you can get the octopus, you can get the tuna tartare, you can get the calamari pasta, all of which are in the cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the lounge. So people are coming in, they're having fun, and they're doing multiple tastings there.
Now, what I love about your family is you're very close-knit. You've been in the Atlanta area in the restaurant industry for how many years?
Dad started Panos and Paul's back in 1979. So we've been here for quite some time.
And if you're an old-school Atlantan, Panos and Paul's has fond memories for you.
Absolutely. That's where everybody went for their anniversary, their birthday, the big business deal, the celebration, athletes, actors, actresses.
And you grew up in the restaurant.
I grew up around that restaurant. I used to go in when I was 8 years old, and my brother and I would fiddle around in the prep area, stuffing the little crocks with escargot and topping them off with puff pastry.
But you also grew up in the kitchen with your yaya.
Oh, yeah. My mother's mother, my yaya, she lived with us from the time I was 8 as well, after her husband had passed away, my grandfather. So we grew up with the real deal Greek cooking machine in the home. She made bread 3 days a week. She cooked every single night. She would go to the grocery store, not only for today, but in mind with tomorrow. And so their house was almost like being run like a restaurant. And with everything Dad had on his plate, he would work from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. But he would come home, especially just for dinner. I'd like to think it was to be with my brother, sister, and
yeah.
I. But I think we all know
yeah.
he was coming home for those meals that my grandmother was making.
So the meals that you're serving at Kima, would you say those are some of the recipes that you learned from your grandmother?
Yes. Not only are the recipes sort of from my grandmother, but the more so the flavors. So she taught me the flavors of Greece.
Okay, and tell me about those.
Yeah, so she taught me about the usage of salt, pepper, oregano, lemon juice, olive oil, and how to incorporate all of those into the recipes that she was creating. Then you add into the spices, whether it was cumin or coriander, and development of flavors with herbs such as rosemary and thyme. And then, of course, you know, some of her favorite vegetables to cook with are the ones that everybody loves to cook with. Onions, garlic, and just the flavors keep going and going. So growing up around her meant, you know, getting into the kitchen and tasting. Every day I used to come home from school, the aromas in the kitchen were there. I'd walk in there, I'd say hello, she'd pull me over to the stove, she always had a spoon, she wanted me to taste what was cooking to see what I thought, what she was doing. So little did I know I was being trained for Kima in this cookbook.
Did you think that you would do any, say in the high school years, did you think that you would do anything else other than be a chef? I mean, did you have any other aspirations?
You know, I at one time thought I could get into becoming an architect because I love looking at homes and magazines and structures and all that good stuff. But, you know, I started cooking at age 15 professionally. And the thrill of getting into the kitchen, I'm an athlete, so it blended right in with sports and, you know, seeing your accomplishments happen right there on a plate, always on your feet, working hard, adrenaline, the rush when the service comes, the satisfaction of knowing that you're part of a great restaurant, putting out great food, and hearing the feedback from the guests instantaneously, or getting a write-up or some kind of recognition. So the ideas of being an architect really went away fast. I still love that idea, and I love art, and I love getting a pencil.
Well, you
in
can
my hand,
bring that when you're designing the restaurant. Did that come into play when you were designing Kima?
You know what? It did. Actually, I sort of helped Dad long distance with Blue Point back in the day. And then with Kima, but more so with the five restaurants after Kima. So the four down in Florida and Bistro Nico. So I did finally get to get behind an architect and work with one, whether it was the kitchen design or the dining room design. So, yes.
Now, what pushed you finally to write a cookbook?
I was after my dad to do a book. I think a Bucket Life Restaurant Group book, a Pano, as in my father, book would be a huge hit. And with all his restaurants, imagine the top five recipes from each restaurant in a book with a story of why he created it, how he created it. I think it would be a phenomenal book.
It needs to be a coffee table book.
And he, he was just, you know, no time for that. You know, he's all about business. He's all about, you know, getting right into, you know, the pots and pans and service. And so Kima, you know, and this book started to become my project that I would show him, hey, we can do a book and let's get to yours after. So we'll see. I would still love to do it. And this one, however, is fantastic, and also the kind of book that you could put on your coffee table, but it has real recipes that you can make at home, and we made sure of that.
Well, in Greek cooking, I feel like Americans are starting to adopt this way of eating more so than Italian, French, the heavier way of eating and going a little more healthy. And hasn't the Greek way of eating been named the way that humans should eat?
Absolutely. Well, it's the Mediterranean diet.
The Mediterranean diet, yes.
So, you know, when we say Mediterranean diet, yes, it could include southern France. It can include Italian. But the focus of what is the Mediterranean diet truly is the foods of Greece. And that is a country that we'll eat red meat once a month. We'll eat chicken once a week. And we'll eat fish twice a week. And the rest is all vegetables and beautiful organic, you know, produce and just going from there, grains. And it's a beautiful diet. And so when you follow it, you have tons of energy. You feel great. Nothing slows you down. You maintain your weight. And, you know, it's just a vibrant way of eating. And Greece has some of the oldest citizens in the world that live past 100 years old.
And they look fabulous. So they're doing something right.
Yeah, true.
Well, tell us about the Greek wines, because I don't think they get as much praise and notoriety as they need to, because everyone goes to the Italian wines or the Sonoma Napa Valley wines.
Yeah, so the best part about this cookbook is I incorporated my cousin, Sophia Peppera, who...
Keep it in the family.
That's right, keep it in the family. She just so happens to be the foremost Greek expert in the world. And she educates restaurateurs, sommeliers in North America, which means our country and Canada, about Greek wines.
Wow.
And she doesn't get paid on commission to sell. She's not a salesperson. She just gets paid to educate. And so we put a section in the cookbook, and it explores the fantastic grapes of Greece that have been making wines for 4,000 years old, for 4,000 years, and paired it with every single recipe.
Wow.
So if you like the recipe and you want to know what Greek wine to go with it, we gave you the grape.
Okay.
That makes it a little bit easier for you to find that wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take it further, and we give you our favorite wineries from that grape. So we've all had Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, so on and so forth. We know what those taste like. Right. Sometimes we can be bored with that.
I'm very bored with that.
Yes. Yeah, so why not try something new? And the Greek grapes that are the most popular, and the white one would be the Assyrtiko, which is a beautiful grape that makes an acidic wine that goes with all kinds of mezze, little appetizers, or an Ayoritiko, which is similar to like a Pinot Noir, which goes with some seafood or some lighter style meat courses.
Excellent. We're speaking with Pano, Chef Pano with Kima, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some surprises that are coming up in the restaurant and with his cookbook we're going to share with you. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we're in the studio with Chef Pano Karatassis, and he's the author of Modern Greek Cooking. Modern Greek Cooking. It is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful book. It could go on the coffee table, Chef.
Thank you.
So when is the launch of the book?
So Modern Greek Cooking launches on September 12th. And for people who have done their pre-orders, they'll start receiving their books immediately. The restaurants of Bucket Life Restaurant Group in Atlanta and South Florida will also have the books on hand. And of course, I'll be signing books for the rest of my life at Kima as long as I'll be there.
That is going to be wonderful. Okay, do you have a ticketed special event we want to tell people about?
Yes. First of all, for the ticket event, it's a cocktail reception for the book launch, and it's going to be on the 13th, which is a Thursday. And the day before that is reservations for lunch. And the lunch, you know, will include a 3-4-course meal with the book.
Oh,
and I'll be
great.
On hand to sign it.
Okay, how do they get reservations for the lunch?
As far as reservations go, it's done through Open Table or just by calling up the restaurant Kima. And as far as the ticket event goes, if you don't catch anything on our social that'll lead you to the website, you just need to go to the website, chefpano.com.
Chefpano.com. Now, are these recipes in the book that are everyday meals or are these special occasion type meals?
The majority of the book is everyday meals, recipes like a quinoa salad that you can make either the recipe amount or double it and triple it and have it around for 4 or 5 days, or the bean stews, or the chicken, or the lamb. These are all the recipes are sort of what you would have if you want to plan and cook and have some dinner on the table.
And we all want to eat healthier, so let's follow the Mediterranean diet, and we're going to make it easy for you because we're giving you the keys to do that with the Modern Greek Cooking with Chef Pano. So I want to thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
And what is that website once again?
Chefpano.com, and you can get the cookbook, Modern Greek Cooking, on the site.
I am going to be signing up for that now. Thanks for joining us for Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, born out of a love for beer, the city of Atlanta, and the fine breweries that we have in this city, we have the Atlanta Beer Bus. And it was born with the help of Travis Arians. And he's in the studio with me today. And Travis, I pass by the beer bus every day, twice a day, actually. And it just kind of makes me smile because I'm like, a beer bus, what could be better? Because A, you're driving people around to different breweries. And B, you're getting these people off the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's the best part of what we do is we get to let people enjoy different breweries and try things they wouldn't have done before, and nobody has to be a DD.
So how did you come up with this idea? What is your background?
Well, sure, yeah. A couple of years ago, I took a trip to Asheville, North Carolina, and those that have been there know they have a ton of breweries in a very small, concentrated area, and there are companies online that will provide walking maps, free to the public. You just tells you how to get from one to another and enjoy the most out of a day. In Atlanta, we can't exactly walk, but we do have a good concentration on the west side of town, and we want to be able to provide a service to get people from point A to point B and maybe give them some information along the way to help them along in their beer journey. I was surprised at how many people don't even know about more than half of the breweries that are here.
Well, so many have opened in the last 2 years. That it's amazing that the city of Atlanta has the amount of craft breweries that we do, and they're just award-winning brew pubs everywhere on every street corner. And like you said, the West Side is really populated a lot of them.
Absolutely. And speaking of new ones, we've got one on the West Side, Steady Hand, that's about to open, and we've already talked to them, and it's right on our route already, of course, because that's where all the breweries live.
Okay, tell me, if I'm interested in the beer bus, tell me how this works. What do I do?
Okay, so you pick a brewery of your choice off of the list of our stops.
And Monday Night Brewery.
Okay, so great. You start at Monday Night Brewery. Our hours are 4 to 10 on Fridays, 12 to 10 on Saturdays, and 1 to 6 on Sundays. And within half an hour of you showing up, you'll see one of our bus. We've actually got our beer nerds that'll walk around with a sign saying beer bus leaving soon. So you know that the bus is there, and if you want to get on, you get on right then, or you can wait another 20, 30 minutes for the next one. You hop right on. If it's your first time that day, you pay $15. We give you a wristband, and it's good all day. You can hop on and hop off at any brewery you want as many times as you want all day.
So you can do one brewery? Mm-hmm. Or you can do how many? How many are in your stop?
So there's 10 total stops on this route, and that's 7 breweries, a distillery, a cidery, and a MARTA station.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Atlanta hosts, the city of Atlanta is known as one of the great distilleries in the city. So tell us about that.
So, yeah, American Spirit Works over by Sweetwater Brewing. On Armor Drive is an amazing distillery.
It's great space.
It's such a gorgeous space. They have amazing deals. They do $5 old fashions on Fridays.
Oh, really?
Yep. And they are one of 3 distilleries in the country that has an inverted distilling process. And
now
so,
what does that mean?
I wish I knew all the details on that. They tried to explain it to me, and so far over my head, but it's so great.
I'm sure on the tour, they explain everything.
Yeah, I don't want to give away all their secrets before you go there, but they've got some amazing stuff there. Fiddler is their flagship, and yeah, it's a really great time.
It's such a wonderful space, and a lot of people rent that area out for special occasions and different special events. Mm-hmm. You can rent that out. Okay, so we have a cider brewery.
Yep. Urban Tree Cidery on Howell Mill. And for those people that are thinking, oh, sweet cider, I'm not really into that.
That's not my thing.
Right. So
and that actually, was me until I tried it.
Oh, my gosh. It's yes, I'm the same way, and I'll be the first one to admit it. So one of my favorite ciders over there is their Sweet Heat. So it's got a habanero and ginger, so it's got a little spice on the end, and as well as a sweet. So it's really good. Plus, because they're cider and made from apples, they're more considered a winery than a brewery. So they can do full liquor bar. So they've got liquor, they've got local craft beers. So they've got something for everybody. They make cocktails with their ciders. They do a lot of really cool, interesting stuff. And it's majority owned by women.
I didn't know that. And if I'm not mistaken, they grow a lot of their own apples that they produce.
All of them.
All of them.
Yep. Yeah. They own their own orchard. So it's literally farm to table in this sense.
That's incredible. And that's one of the stops. So tell us the other stops that the breweries that you stop at.
Okay. So we started with Monday night. So the next one would have been Urban Tree. So there's that. And then from there we go to Second Self Brewing. And then from there it's Scofflaw, then Red Brick, then ASW, American Spirit Works, Sweetwater, Orpheus Brewing, Park Tavern, and the MARTA Station.
So people say, well, if you've seen one brewery, you've seen them all. What do you say to that?
So I say, if you've seen a brewery tour, a traditional brewery tour, you go in, you see the tanks. Yeah, they're not that much different. People will tell you a little bit about their process that's different, that differentiates them. But realistically, when you get down to the nuts and bolts, it's almost the same. So what we do is we take that out and we tell you those little tidbits, like we were just talking about Urban Tree or Monday Night, how they were started in a garage because on Bible study Monday nights.
Yeah.
And those are the things we tell you on the bus before you get there so that you don't need to go look at the tanks to find out all the cool things about each brewery. Sweetwater, people say they know Sweetwater, but most people don't know they have their Woodlands project right down the street, which does all their R&D, all their experimental stuff. So that's almost attached to their current facility, and it's a gorgeous space too. I mean, they do a lot of private events there.
So this is a great service, and as far as I know, you're the only company doing a beer bus tour.
We're doing our tour. Our route is different than everybody else's. There are three other companies that I can think of that do a traditional pick you up at one place, take the whole group to place number one, everybody takes the tour, everybody does the same sampling, and then you all get on the bus together mm-hmm. and you go. And then we take you back to the beginning when you're done. With us, we're not telling you how long to stay at each location. We're not telling you what to drink at each location. And we're not telling you which locations to go to. You get to choose. I mean, it really is a choose your own adventure for beer.
So it's like a trolley.
Yeah.
For beer lovers.
Yeah, it's Beer Marta.
Beer Marta. I love it. So what have your patrons, because you've only been open for 6 weeks.
Right.
So what are your customers saying about the service?
They absolutely love it. And the beer nerds that I was talking about before, they say that is worth the $15 in and of itself. Having somebody on the bus that can not only tell you information about the next stop and entice you to get off somewhere you might not have thought you were going to, but also lead you in the direction of a particular beer for your tastes. So these guys have gone to all of these locations. They've tried basically everything on the menu, and they really, truly are beer nerds. They know so much about it that they can make recommendations just from what you've liked in the past at other places.
Oh, that's terrific. That's a lot of knowledge that you wouldn't get otherwise.
Right.
Now, what if I have a group of girls or a guy's night out and we want to rent, say, the whole bus? What's the capacity of the bus?
So the buses hold 14 plus the driver. And right now, our charter days are only Thursdays and Wednesdays, if we really needed to, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday is when we run and we got to have all our buses. But Thursdays and Wednesdays are the days when most of the breweries are open. A lot of people were emailing or calling us about Memorial Day, but there were only two or three breweries open. So it doesn't really give you the full experience that we provide. So it wouldn't have made sense. It wouldn't have been a best customer experience.
Right. That makes total sense. Well, what are the breweries saying about your service?
They love it. And I was honestly nervous that they were going to think we were taking customers from them, but they get that, yes, if we take 5 or 10 people right now, there are 5 or 10 people from 8 other locations right behind that coming in
right.
to try new stuff that are ready to spend money.
Well, I know I live down the street from Scofflaw.
Okay.
And that place is packed all the time. So these are very popular breweries that mm-hmm. that are on your tour that have very popular beers that you would want to try, and award-winning beers.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, so Travis, this sounds like such a fun thing for people to do. people of drinking age, of course. Yeah. So how do we get in touch with you?
All our information is on our website, atlantabeerbus.com, all spelled out. We even have an FAQ page so you can figure out what to expect of your experience with us. And on social media, we are at ATL Beer Bus on all the platforms.
So don't think I'll just drive myself from brewery to brewery. We're just getting samples. Leave it to the hands of the professionals. Stay off the roads. Contact the Atlanta Beer Bus. And Travis, this has been so fun. And I think a true asset to the city and something that's needed dearly to highlight the different craft breweries that we have in the city.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me in.
I can't wait to get a group of people and jump on the bus and hop on and hop off at my favorite breweries.
Let's do it.
All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. I'm here with Allison Fillmore. She's the executive director of the Tour Championship that's taking place at East Lake Golf Club September the 19th through the 23rd. Allison, there's so much buzz about this tournament this year. Tell us a few things you think are special about the tournament and what fans can expect to experience by buying a grounds ticket.
Good question, Belinda. You know, the great thing about our tournament is that a grounds ticket gives you so much access. The first thing I want to talk about is the Coca-Cola Fan Lounge that's going to be on 8 Green. We're going to have interactive exhibits, partnering with Acme Oysters to bring some awesome culinary treats to all of our guests. You know, there'll be a swing simulator. They've got a lot of fun things in there for everybody, so make sure to check that out. We've also got the So Cool Zone that's going to be located behind 15, so that's going to have interactive exhibits as well as great concessionaires and food partners local to the Atlanta scene, as well as wine bars, the Grey Goose Lounge. We have something for everybody at this tournament, and we can't wait for everyone to experience it.
Well, I'm sold. So tell listeners how they can get tickets.
You can go to tourchampionship.com to purchase your tickets today. And tickets are going really fast, so we're pretty excited about that as well.
All right, folks, don't wait. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.